Big names drop big news at NBAA 2010. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Arrow News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. The annual NBAA show is going on this week in Atlanta. And while the state of the economy has slowed the development cycle of some new products, it certainly hasn't stopped the flow of new ideas. Among the announcements of note this year are a new, bigger version of the Citation 10, and a new glass panel debuting in that plane, which will take Garmin head-to-head with some of the biggest, most established names in bizjet avionics. ANN's Jim Campbell is there, and got more detail on both companies' announcements, starting with Cessna CEO Jack Pelton.
Cessna's making big news again in a very good way. Talk about the Citation 10.
Well, Jim, it is good news, and we needed some positive news around our company. We're referring to it as the Citation 10 TEN. We moved away from the Roman numeral 10, and we've made a lot of technology advancements that we're putting in this airplane. The Garmin G5000 cockpit, which is a Part 25 fully integrated suite of avionics. It's got amazing features, synthetic vision, which is already available. The controllers for the displays are touchscreen. It's got auto throttles. It has all of the requirements for future navigation as NextGen's implemented and the European SARS is implemented. So that, and it's a very clean and modern cockpit. So that was the biggest change, along with we extended the cabin, because one of the things we kept hearing from our customers is on longer flights, there needed to be more room for berthing, more room for luggage inside of the cabin, and we think we've hit the mark on all those features.
As I understand it now, the CJ4 is off to a good launch and starting to make some waves.
The 4 is off to a good start. We were able, even through this downturn, to hold a pretty healthy backlog on that airplane. We've now got it out and delivered. We've got 9 in service. We'll deliver up to 15 this year and continue to ramp up next year. It has hit its numbers, and that's been what's very impressive to our customers is the 2,000 nautical miles range, 1,000 pounds of payload, and 450 as a cruise speed. And I've flown it now about 10 hours, and it's one that makes me smile, Jim. It's got sovereign-like performance where, lightly loaded, you're climbing at 5,000 feet a minute out of any airfield in the United States. And so I think we got another real winner on our hand.
It's been a tough time for the aviation industry, and frankly, you take a look at what's happened to it, and we know that's an external issue. But how is the morale at Cessna, and how raring are you guys to finally get past all this?
Frankly, it's been tough. I mean, every day you've got to get up and turn the new page and say what happened yesterday is not indicative of what we think is going to happen in the future. So we've got a lot of work to do on regaining our winning attitude. Things like the 10 are important to our employees. You know, making a commitment that we are developing new airplanes, that we do have a future is important. And as we slug through the slow sales activity now, today's a big day. Concurrent with this announcement, we made an internal video and press release for our employees that we got out so they could see it first and say, you know, finally the news from the corner office today is good news. It's not some of the negative news that we've had in the past, and hopefully we'll be able to capitalize and move on that momentum.
One of the things that was remarkable to me is you mentioned that there's a significant amount of capital going into R&D, even with everything that's going on with the economy. In other words, you know, everybody tends to draw back, but you're smart enough to look forward because this can't go on forever.
It can't. We're very fortunate. The Textron board has been committed to a product plan that we laid down 2 years ago and said these are the things that we need to do. These are the investments that we need to make. As a matter of fact, they encourage us, you just got to go faster, because we know one thing that has really helped this industry is new product development does stimulate sales. So we're going to spend the money and we're going to bring out the products that our customers want.
And two quick questions. One, obviously, there are rumors about a turboprop version of the Mustang. What are you willing to say at this stage of the game?
Well, that's you and I have talked many times about, you know, where is Cessna's strategy on new products, and I think you and I have always agreed there's a niche in there that's really Cessna's not playing in. Yeah, that Cessna's not playing in, and so we're exploring that. We're looking at can we get the right product at the right price point, wedged into that gap that's really from the Corvallis TT up to the Mustang. And we've got some things that were proof-of-concept airplanes that we're working on right now, and we'd like to accelerate that and get an announcement out here.
Jack Pelton is president and CEO of Cessna. Find out more at Cessna.com. In a moment, more on the G5000 from Garmin's Ben Kowalski. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is at NBAA 2010 in Atlanta, where Cessna announced its new bigger Citation 10 will carry the new Garmin G5000 avionics suite. Jim caught up with Garmin's Ben Kowalski to ask some questions about the new product and how it fits the Garmin product line.
The goal at Garmin is to bring the Garmin experience to the Part 25 crew-flown aircraft. So we're at a point in the development. We thought it was the right time. There's also more exciting announcements today, which you'll see later. But we thought now was the right time to let folks know the technology we're working on.
Now, with the 1000 being well-distributed and well-known throughout the fleet from the fairly small GA on up through fairly good-sized turbine equipment under the circumstances, and, of course, with the G3000 currently in development and, I guess, deployed for late 2011, how has this Genesis been planned? Where does it go? And more important, how does 5000 fit into the master plan?
Yeah, the Genesis has been planned for actually since the very beginning. I mean, you go all the way back to the Genesis of Garmin when we started in 1989. The two founders, their vision was to get to Part 25 business jets. And so we've merely taken a lot of steps along the way. As you saw when we went through our presentation this morning, that the first aircraft to announce a G1000 integrated flight deck was a turbine aircraft, the Mustang. And we're on a handful of turbine aircraft so far. We've got over 8,000 G1000 units in the field. And as we've been doing our research and development, we decided we wanted to improve on that. We've got all kinds of experience with the 1000, a lot of feedback from our customers, from aircraft manufacturers. And what the G3000 and G5000 equipment do is address a lot of those concerns that they had and ways we can make it better. An easier-to-use user interface for the pilots. And also, as you see what we talked about with regards to our vehicle management units, those touchscreen interfaces to the aircraft systems, not only is that a good thing for pilots because they've got the opportunity to use these shallow menu structures with the touchscreen interface, but we've also given aircraft manufacturers flexibility going forward. Now, instead of having to create room in a panel for some, let's say there's a mandate 3 years down the road, 4 years down the road, they don't necessarily have to find a new spot and redesign a panel, which are very costly to manufacturers. They can remote mount their equipment, and then we can control that by creating a new software interface in the touchscreen units that are already there.
Now, G5000 is heading for one of the most hotly contested parts of the market. It's a tough, tough area. You're up against not only some major players, but some folks that have been nested there for quite some time. What does G5000 offer in regards to the competition? And let's face it, how are you going to get people off of what they've been doing for forever and ever and a day?
Yeah, that's a great question. The whole idea with G5000 is our purpose is to bring the Garmin experience to this class of aircraft. So we want to bring them, synthetic vision. We want to bring them 3D traffic. We want to bring them the Garmin user experience of interacting with the system. We also think, as you kind of know, we've got a lot of experience in bringing things to the aircraft after we've already certified. You know, we certified the G1000 in 2004, and several years later, I think it was almost 4 years later, we brought synthetic vision to the market, and that new innovation that Garmin had was able to go all the way back to those first G1000s that were introduced. So the key to the G5000 system is that it's flexible. So we're building it with an architecture that not only competes very well in today's marketplaces with the competitors that we have, it also is positioning itself to adapt to the future to provide a good user experience for the pilots and a great experience for the aircraft manufacturers down the road.
Now, this system is going to be first deployed on Cessna for the moment. And obviously, that's going to get a lot of attention because Cessna's had some pretty strong relationships in that line for quite a while. Where do you see your strongest attributes in regards to going up against, once again, the entrenched competition, but especially with OEMs who've had such a strong rep for let's not rock the boat?
Yeah, absolutely. You made an initial comment about Cessna. We're thrilled and honored that Cessna is announcing that they've selected the G5000 for one of their aircraft today. It's a very, very, they have very long, we've had a wonderful relationship with Cessna dating back quite a long while. Garmin's thrilled to bring the G5000 flight deck to this class of aircraft. And what we think we bring to the table and the reason that some aircraft manufacturers have selected us is because of our track record and our reputation. We do, you know, our product support has been recognized for the last 7 years in AIN and 6 years in professional pilot as being an outstanding product support. That's imperative to any market, and it's unbelievably important to the Part 25 world. So we believe that our strong product support helps us. We also think that the experience they've had interacting with us on our G1000 and our interactions that some folks have had with our G3000 flight decks with us as a company, we think we bring a lot to the table. And everyone at Garmin, you know, we've got their head down and everybody's hustling very hard all day working to ensure that we have success in this market. And we're looking forward to it.
And finally, what's the development cycle going to look like from here? We're sitting in October of 2010. Where does it go from here? When are we going to see it?
What we're sharing at this point in time is it'll be available in 2012. You know, the G3000 system will be up and available and certified at the end of 2011. I'd like to share more, but all we'll share at this point is 2012.
Ben Kowalski is Garmin's Director of Aviation Marketing. Find out more at Garmin.com. Jim Campbell is ANN's CEO and Editor-in-Chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.